memory just repriced the entire AI build-out. It's Tuesday, July 7th, and the clearest proof is a company most people in AI have never heard of. Longsize, the Shenzhen maker that owns the Lexar brand, guided to roughly $1.5 billion in profit for the first half of this year, against $2 million in the same stretch last year. That's a jump north of 60,000%, and no new product explains it. One force is bending every line in the memory business the same way. AI data centers are buying memory faster than the world can make it, and the price of anything that stores a bit has gone vertical. DRAM contract prices climbed about 95% in a single quarter. Read it from the other end, in a budget too big to hide. When Microsoft set capital spending near $190 billion, it named memory as the reason $25 billion of that was new. For anyone building, the volatile number in a capacity plan used to be whether you could get GPUs. Now it's the memory bill, climbing faster than the compute line and in one direction. The model you run has fallen close to free. The cost of the year is on the components list underneath it. The same wall shows up in the ground. South Korea's $880 billion chip and AI plan is colliding with physics. A single planned mega cluster would draw about a quarter of Seoul's entire power demand, sited faster than the grid and water can follow. And Britain is now letting qualifying data centers claim national importance status to override local planning, cutting a year and more than $1 billion off the fight. The binding constraint in developed economies has become the permission to build. To the tape. We hold Micron long. And this week, the thesis printed in daylight. As the memory shortage started arriving on income statements, we add SK Hynix as a watch while Wall Street packages the memory boom for retail. And we hold the Nvidia watch, where a rising memory bill is the tell. Late retail access is usually a caution rather than a green light. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call. Within 9 months, a frontier lab or hyperscaler publicly blames memory, supply or price, rather than GPUs or power, for a delayed or re-architected build. What proves us wrong is April, with the constraint story still told entirely through GPUs and power.